continue with the halachas of the Seder halacha, there are different minhagim, exactly how to set up your menorah and how, where which side of the menorah you should light on, etc. The standard minhag is like the minhag of the Shulchan Aruch, and so we're going to explain the minhag of the Shulchan Aruch. And the Shulchan Aruch says you should set up the menorah, and you're going to be lighting on the first night the ner, which is all the way over to the right in the menorah. You're going to set up the first night the menorah with the ner, the candle, or the oil that you're lighting, all the way on the right side of the menorah. The second night, you're going to set up two neiros on the right side of the menorah. But of the two neiros, you're going to light first the one on the left, and then the one on the right. Shulchan Aruch understands that the Gemara says that the concept called pinoy is shata pinoy, l'tiyuhu el yamin. You always have to go to the right, which could be understood, according to some, it's understood to mean that you light the right one first. So you have two on the right, you light the one on the right first. He says, no, you light the one on the left first, and you go from there to the right. You're going to light the one on the left first, and then continue going to the right. So that's called going liyamin. So you start from the left, and you go to the right. So the third night, you're going to set up three neiros on the right side of the menorah. You're going to light the one on the left first, and then the middle one, and then the one all the way over to the right. So you're always going from left. You're lighting from left to right. You're lighting on the right side of the menorah, but you're lighting from left to right. Obviously, on the fifth or sixth or seventh night, you're going to be lighting all the way over towards the left side of the menorah already. You have many neiros on the left side. There's a halacha of ein mavirin ala mitzvahs. You're not supposed to pass by a mitzvah. So if a person will be standing in such a way that he's standing with his hand more to the right, so the fifth night of Chanukah, the sixth night of Chanukah, his hand is all the way over to the right. He's going to have to reach over to the left to light the neiros. He's holding his hand with the candle to use to light the neiros. He's standing on the right side. His hand is near the right ner, and then he moves all the way over to the left to right to light. And that's in, you're passing by all of those neiros to get to the one that you want to light first. So that's not proper to do. So a person should station himself when he makes the bracha, either his whole body or at least his hand, all the way leaning over to the one closest to the one he's going to light first, which will be the one on the left. So on the fifth night, he should have his hand next to the left candle, which is the fifth one from the right. It's on the left side already. And the same thing, every night he should have his hand, or his body at least, but at least his hand, next to the one he's going to light first. So he will not have to pass by any mitzvahs, any neighbors, in order to light that one first. And then each night he lights, and he continues from left to right. The shamash, so we've lit the neighbors, now you want to place the shamash candle. So the shamash candle can be the candle that you've used to light. It can be in many menorahs. It's a separate oil, whatever it is. The purpose of the shamash is not for the lighting. The purpose of the shamash, the reason why we have an institution of such a thing called the shamash, is really not the point of shamoshes, in the sense that you're going to, it's being mishamish, it's facilitating, but rather it's facilitating the usage of the menorah. The menorah is standing over there, and it's giving off light. Imagine Mizman Chazal, when they did not have electric lights, this was the light in the house. But there's a lacha, we pointed out last week, you cannot benefit from the light of the neiros. So how are we going to prevent that? So we put a ner in front of the menorah, closer to where you are, preferably higher up, so that when you would be doing any action which is near the menorah, you would not be benefiting necessarily from the light of the menorah, but rather you would be benefiting from the light of this candle, this ner, which is closer to you and higher up. So that's going to be the light you're going to be using. So even if the menorah would not be there, you would have this light of this shamash. So you're going to be, any tashmish that you're going to do near the menorah would be with that light of this candle. So that's the purpose of the shamash. Now, nowadays we have electric lights, is much less, it's not as imperative. But the minhag still remains that we have such an idea that in case if a person gets close and you would theoretically be benefiting from the light of the menorah, you should not use the menorah for any purpose, and therefore you are going to benefit instead from the light of this candle. So that candle does not have to be the candle that you lit with, because the point is not the shamash that you lit with, the point is it's there for this purpose. That being said, the Ramah says the minhag was to use the light that you lit with in order to for the purpose of functioning as the shamash candle.